Tehillim chapter 27, Mishnah 1. A beged mitame mishum chamisha shemus. A cloth can contract impurity under five criteria. We'll see just now what these criteria are. Hasak mishum arba, sackcloth under four. Haor, leather mishum shloisha, under three criteria. Eitz mishum shnaim, wood under two criteria. Ukli cheres mishum echad, and a earthenware utensil under one. Kli cheres mitam mishum kli kibble. So now he's going to start backwards. He starts with an earthenware utensil, and he says an earthenware utensil can only receive impurity if it has an interior space. Only if it's a container. If it's a container, then it can receive impurity, meaning that it can't receive impurity in any of the ways that we'll see just now, as midras or moishav, or it can't be an oil. An earthenware container can't be any of these. And kol she'ein lo toch b'chli cheres, ein lo achoraim. When it comes to earthenware utensils, any earthenware utensil devoid of an interior space has no reverse side. Explains the Kahati, it can't become susceptible through its exterior, because the source of impurity cannot impart impurity to an earthenware utensil by touching its back. So if it doesn't have an interior space,
the back is the same, it's flat.
If it doesn't have an interior space, it can't contract impurity through its... Yeah, if it doesn't have an interior space, it can't contract impurity through its outside, the earthenware utensils. Carries on the Mishnah, Moisef alava eitz. So wood has another criteria that applies to it. Shumitama mishum moishav. Wood can contract impurity as a moishav, meaning if a wooden utensil is fashioned to be used to sit on, for example, then it can contract impurity by moishav impurity. And then he brings over here that we've already mentioned before, he brings that any utensil susceptible to midras impurity is also susceptible to other forms of impurity, at least by rabbinic law. So that's the wood, which has a different, different than earthenware utensils, because the wood midras can apply, but earthenware utensils midras can't apply to it. Next case, v'chein tavla she'ein la lizbeis asa. Still talking about the wood. If it's a table, a tablet that doesn't have a rim, b'kli eitz, and it's made of wood, metame, it is susceptible to impurity. U'b'kli cheres, if it's made of earthenware utensils, tahira, it is pure. It is not susceptible to impurity.
You can sit on the wooden one.
So bring this example over here, like a table, right? A table. It's recognizable as a utensil, right? You can see that it's a table, and it serves both people and their utensils. In that case, even though it's like a rimless, flat piece of wood, so it is susceptible to other forms of impurity.
Like a bread cut, wood.
A table. It's an example he brings is like a table. But an earthenware utensil is pure. It's only susceptible if it has an interior space. It would be pure. Moisef alava or, next case, leather is got another category. Shumitame mishum oalim, because leather is susceptible to impurity when it's used in an oil, in like a tent, over a corpse. And brings the Kahati that this is, even if it is attached to the ground, even if the leather is attached to the ground and it's making a tent over a corpse, the leather can become impure. But wood, if it's attached to the ground, doesn't contract impurity if it's suspended over the corpse, although a detached piece of wood is susceptible as a tent. So that's the difference between leather and wood. If the leather is attached to the ground, it can receive impurity, but if the wood's attached to the ground, it can't accept impurity. And Moisef alav hasak, the next category is sackcloth, shumitame mishum arik, because it is contract impurity as a woven article. If it's a woven piece of sackcloth, then it doesn't matter what size it is, however narrow, it's always susceptible to impurity. He brings over here, for example, a narrow belt, right? If it's a woven narrow belt, then it would be susceptible to impurity. And Moisef alav beged, cloth is more than this, shumitame mishum shlosh al shlosh, because it can contract impurity when it's three thumb widths. If it's that size, then it is susceptible to impurity.